This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've looked at experiences you'll likely have if you go for broke in your commitment to living for Christ. We saw that encouragement comes from the most unlikely persons and that most people, even fellow believers, don't fully understand and are often critical of those who do. We've also seen how significant a challenge it is to teach others your vision. It takes patience, persistence, and creativity. Even then, when there is a response, even an enthusiastic response, if you are discerning, you'll often sense that in the crunch, they very well might not faithfully stand with you. This leads to the next thing most of us have experienced, struggling with second-guessing ourselves. Even though you've settled what it is God wants you to do, and you're committed to doing it, there are times when the cost of obedience comes into sharp focus. You might ask yourself, do I really want to do this and face the painful consequences? Yes, even Jesus had such an experience in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had shared his heavy heart with the disciples, and they dropped the ball and fell asleep. When he went to the Father in prayer, it was to see if there was a possible way to get the job done another way, a less painful way. When those times come, remember what Jesus said in his prayer. After his request about the possibility of finding another way, nevertheless, he said, "Not my will, but yours be done." That's all a part of experiencing the challenge of the impact thought that crystallized in my mind as I read Mark 14. Go for broke in your commitment to God, even though the journey might be tough. Are you ready to do this?